Shalom to all. Today's office is Mishamach Hagiga Dav Chaf Aleph, and we're starting about the fifth line with the words of our Bud Marchi Abai. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marz Mem Sarabat Biakum Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And we're discussing one of the members of the Mishnah, Rabbi Marchi Abai. He asks as follows: Kaimetz Mao Shaker B'Shnei Kalim. The Kmitza of the Mincha, that's a scoop that's taken out of the Mincha by the Kayin, that's brought on the Mizbeach, so it's allowed to be brought in two Kalim. Meaning, when he takes that scoop out, that Kaimetz, can he divide it in between two Kalim and then be Makrovit, or does it have to be put in one Kli? So as for Rav Chanan asks on this about Taninin, but we learned in our Mishnah, Hakli Mitzarif, a Kli for Kodesh is Mitzarif everything that's inside of it. So if Tumah touches even one piece, everything is considered Tameh. Now, based off of that, says Rav Chanan, in Tamar, Shekaimetz Karbish Nei Kalim, if you want to say that the Kaimetz is able to be brought in two separate Kalim, then Velay Demila Tanina Kli Mitzarif. In regards to what did the Mishnah say that the Kli is Mitzarif that which is inside? We're understanding that the Kli is only Mitzarif that which is inside if it has to be inside, if it all has to be in the same Kli. But if it doesn't have to be in the same Kli and it's allowed to be split into two separate Kalim, then it's not Mitzarif that which is inside. So if the Kaimetz is allowed to be brought in two separate Kalim, then how can the Mishnah say that if one part of it was touched, the rest of it that wasn't touched has become Tameh? So it must be based off of this that the Kmitza is not to be brought in two separate Kalim. However, Omer Blazer Dremaya, he asks on this, the Eloi can Omer Biyasir Rizmin Vashem Rabbi Yechanon, didn't Rabbi Yisrael Rizmin say in the name of Yechanon, Mipneima Omer Shiar Minachos Mechab Mesatzman? Why is it they said, and this is in the Gemara just prior to here, why was it stated that the leftovers of the Mincha, meaning whatever's left of the Mincha after the Kmitza is taken out, that they're Mechaber themselves, they're all considered like one thing, like one entity, even though they don't need to be in this Kli right now? Loi Mipneishin Nizkuku LaKalyon, isn't because originally they did need to be in this Kli before the Kmitza was taken out, and so now, even after the Kmitza was removed, they still have this din that they're considered like one thing. So Vahacha here also, in regards to the Kmitza itself, Shinizku Kalyon, it required being in a Kli originally, and so even if you want to say that the Kmitza is able to be brought in two separate Kalim, since originally it had to be in one Kli before the Kmitza was taken off, so it's Ibn Kabal Toma because of this din of Tzirf, like what the Mishnah says, and therefore these two dinim would not be sized to each other. And Arva Matanya, Matanya also asks, what about these other things that we also mentioned in this previous Gemara? The flour mincha, the ktyres, the levina, and coals, they don't have to all be in one kli, they could be in separate kalim, and nonetheless, va'ata amr, you said that a kli mitzarif, the kli is mitzarif for them, so if one part is touched, everything else is tamei, and so v'hacha here as well, similar to what we just mentioned, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, ha'kli mitzarif, the kli could still be mitzarif, the kmitza, even if you want to say that after the kmitza is taken out, it's allowed to be put in two separate kalim, still, since originally the kli is mitzarif for them, this wouldn't be a steer to the din of the Mishnah, so wouldn't have a clarity regarding Rabban Bar Chiya's question, are we indeed allowed to split up the kmitza into two separate kalim or no? We continue discussing the Mishnah. Kahana Shal Rabban Taman. Kahana asked Rabban of over there, and whenever we're learning Yerushalmi and we say over there, that's referring to Bavel. So we ask Rabban of Bavel, Mincha Chaluka Bebasa Nitmezu, a mincha that's split within its kli. If one part becomes Tameh, do we say the other part becomes Tameh as well? This is referring to mincha that's in the kli and it was just divided into two parts, and there's a clear empty space in the middle. So these two parts of the mincha are not touching each other. The question is, if one part becomes Tameh, is that Metameh the other part of the mincha? And this question is coming from his din of tziruf. Do we say there's a din of tziruf of everything in one kli, even though they're not touching each other, simply by the dint of being in the same kli? We say that there's tziruf, or maybe not. Perhaps it has to be touching each other. So Amrinle, they told him, nitmezu, nitmezu. One became tamei, the other one becomes tamei as well. So he asked them, v'kafza toma, what, toma jumped from one part to the other? They're not touching. So Amrinle, they told him, yes, v'kafza toma. The toma, so to speak, jumps, because again, since they're all part of the same kli, there's tziruf, and so even if they're not touching, toma goes from one to the other. So he asked them another question, afilo acheres bein tayim, does that mean even if there's another mincha in between? Meaning, we have two menachas in one kli, one of those menachas is split into two parts, one on the left, one on the right side, and the second mincha is right in the middle, dividing those two parts. So if part one of mincha one becomes tamei, do we say that part two of mincha one also becomes tamei because of tziruf? So Amalei, they told him, yes, afilo acheres bein tayim, even if there's another one in the middle. So we asked him, what about the following? Kaimetz mizu lazu, could the kmitz be taken from one for the other? When we have this mincha that's in the kli, it's divided into two parts, and he still has to take the kmitza off. Could he take the kmitza from one part and automatically the pater is the other part? Do we say tziruf for that? So Amrinle, they told him, Shmuel Eshamanu, we've never heard about this particular case, but Mishnah Shaninu, we have a Mishnah that was taught like this. Kiditani Taman, we have a Mishnah that was taught over there in Mesachas Menachos. Shtei Menachos Shloi Nekmetzu, there's two Menachos that did not have the kmitza taken off yet. Vinus Arvu Zubazu, and they got mixed up with each other in the same kli. So Im Yachalik Mitz Mizubifne Atzma, Mizubifne Atzma, Kshayrois, if he's able to separate kmitza from each one by itself, meaning he can clearly tell that at least the flower over here is from that mincha, and the flower over here is from a different mincha, and so he's able to separate kmitza, even though other parts of minchas did get mixed with each other, so in their kasher, v'imlav v'nap psulais, their pasul. Now, v'ain shirah shel zu mafsik en lezu, don't we say that the shirayim, the leftovers after the kmitza is taken off, that's mafsik, the other one? I mean, we have two from minchas mixed up with each other. Again, as we said, not all the flowers mixed, but at least some of it is, so that means the flower of one is being mafsik between the flower of the other, but nonetheless, we're able to take off a kmitza, and so we see that even though there's this hafsik, it works. Same thing over here, when we have one mincha, which is separated, half here, half there, we can still take off the kmitza from one part for the other. Now, Chaf Halfon Beis on the top, we continue to discuss this. Also, Rav Yaakov Bar Acha came, and he quoted Rav Yosef b'shem Rav Yochanan that koymetz mizu alzu, we could take off the kmitza from one for the other. Also, another thing that we just discussed previously, nitmezu, if one part became tameh, the other part becomes tameh as well. And Haim Tzai is loy nitmez, that middle mincha that's dividing between the two halves of the first mincha, that does not become tameh. And so now we ask on this, loy kintani, don't we have a brass that says kaf achas, one spoon? A full quarter of the pasuk is kaf achas asar zav mileya ketayres. And what do we see from here? She oisa masha b'soicha achas, that this kaf, this spoon, or really any clean the Beis HaMikdash, it turns everything inside of it as considered like one. So when we have our two minachos, mincha one is split into two parts, mincha two is divided between those two parts. So if one part of the mincha became tamei, really that should be tamei everything. How are we saying Hoyim Tzai is loy nitmei, so that the middle doesn't become tamei? And so Amar Chenna, he answers, ain't a kli mitzaref el davar shehu ra'u loy. That's proper girsa. The kli is not mitzaref for dinei toma, except for something that which is roy for it. And since this middle mincha isn't roy for this kli, it's not supposed to be here. So therefore, the only tziref that we have in this kli is something that's meant to be here, namely the first mincha, which is divided into two parts, and those two halves become tamei, but the middle mincha does become tamei. We get to discussing other dinim. Rav Shimon Lakish Bai, he asks as follows, tzrid shel menachos, mao she'asa minyan. What about a tzrid of menachos? Tzrid means a dry part, meaning when we have the mincha that was mixed, sometimes the oil didn't mix the whole thing, so there's some dry parts that are left. Does that make minyan? Minyan over here means a count of tumma, like the way standard tumma works, is that when we have an av, for example, that touches something, it becomes a rishon, rishon touches, becomes a sheni touches something, becomes a shlishi, and with koydash, shlishi becomes a revi. So the question is, what about the tzrid shel menachos? Now the question is coming from the following understanding. We know that with standard food items, the only way they can mekabel toma is if they undergo hechsher, they have to be made susceptible to mekabel toma, and that's by them it becoming wet with one of the seven liquids, oil being one of them. Now the reason why this tzrid shel menachos becomes tamei is not because of regular hechsher eichlim, due to the fact, like we just said, it's tzrid, it's dry, it was never touched by any liquid. So how does it become tamei? This is a concept called chibas hakodesh, the great esteem and love and cherishment that we have for kodesh gives it that elevated level that it's able to mekabel toma even though it never became wet. So the question of Rish Lakish is, now that we have the tzrid shel menachos that became tamei, is it now on a regular level of toma that if it touches something else, it could turn into a sheni or turn into shlishi, whatever level of toma it became, or maybe not? Perhaps since it became tamei due to chibas hakodesh, maybe it's not able to transfer its toma to something else. So Hazar Blazer asks on this question, what's Rish Lakish even bothered by? Vaksiv, the pasuk tells us clearly, mekala eichal asher yachel asher yavei olav mayim yitma. And the word yitma tells us that this thing that's becoming tamei in the pasuk is able to be mitamei something else. And so we learn, Esther Tumas Aydei Mayim, something that became tamei because of water, meaning it went through the regular Tumas Eichlin, it was Mokshe Lekabel Tumah through water, one of the liquids, so Isa Minyan, that's able to make Minyan, meaning that can mitamei something else. But Esther Ein Tumas Aydei Mayim, if it didn't become tamei because of water, Ein Isa Minyan, it can't make something else tamei. So it's a clear drasha, which technically makes Rish Lakish's question irrelevant because this Shid Shel Menachos never became tamei through water. However, Hasra Yasi asks on this, what about the following? Hare Nivlas Oif HaTahar, what about the Nivelo, the dead carcass of a kosher bird? Hare Hi Metame Tomas Eichlin, Beloy Hechsher U Beloy Toma, that's Metame Tomas Eichlin, without being Mokshe Lekabel Toma through water or liquid, and without itself becoming Tame, meaning the mere fact that this kosher bird died without being Shechted, that gives this very high level of Toma, that if a person eats it, when it's in his Beis HaBliya, when it's in his throat, that's Metame him and his clothing, and that's without it undergoing Hechsher. What do we see from here? Bnei Shosef Letame is Toma Chamura, this is going to end up imparting a very Chamered level of Toma, as we had said, it's Metame Beis HaBliya, and that's a very high level, even though that never underwent Hechsher. So this brings Rish Lakish's question back to the fore, that perhaps Tzrid Shel Menachos would have a similar din, even though it never underwent Hechsher through liquid. So the Gemara asks, Mike Dain, bottom line is, what's the din? And the answer is, the Pasuk tells us, Mikol Ha'eichel Asher Ye'achel. That's the focus of the Pasuk. We're talking about food. And we learn from there, as Shutumasa Mishum Eichel Oysa Minyan. Something that's Toma is because that it's Eichel, it's food, so that's able to make Minyan, it's able to transfer its Toma to something else. And included in that is Nevelas Oif HaTahar. But Bas She'en Tumasa Mishum Eichel, if its Toma is not because of Eichel, Ein Oysa Minyan, it can't transfer its Toma to something else. And the Tzrid Shel Menachos became Tomei because of Chibas HaKodesh, as we said. And this idea of Chibas HaKodesh causes other things, even that are not Eichel, to be Mekabel Toma. The Gemara tells us that even wood and coals are able to be Mekabel Toma because of Chibas HaKodesh, and those are definitely not food. So the reason why this Mincha became Tomei has nothing to do with food, and therefore when it becomes Tomei, it's Ein Oysa Minyan, it's not able to transfer its Toma to something else. Now we discussed the din of the Mishnah that said that Truma could become a Shlishi and Kodesh could become a Revi. So Rabbi Yochanan says, B'shem Rabbi, Ha'eichel Eichel Shlishi B'Truma. If a person ate Truma, which is a Shlishi, which means a Kayin, ate Truma, which happened to have been a Shlishi L'Truma, Nifsel Gufa Melechel B'Truma, his body becomes Pasul to eat Truma, even though, as we said in the Mishnah, a Shlishi can't make a Revi. So technically, when he eats Truma that's a Shlishi, he doesn't become Tameh, and this shouldn't be a problem. We still have this Gzeiro, this Chumra, that if he eats a Shlishi, he's not going to be involved in Truma. So Shmuel bar Yitzchak bar, he asks as follows: Ma Rebbe Kribelezer? Does this mean that Rebbe is like Shitas Kribelezer? Detaining Taman, we have a mission over there. This is Mesech Staharis that Ha'echol Echol Rishain. If a person eats something that's a Rishon Latoma, he's considered Rishon Latoma. Ha'echol Echol Sheni. If he eats Sheni, then he's a Sheni. And Ha'echol Echol Shlishi. If he eats a Shlishi, he's a Shlishi. And this is not only in regards to eating, this is even in regards to touching. Namely, he's considered either a Rishain, Sheni, or Shlishi in regards to touching other foods. Now, this is a Machlokes between Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Yeshua, and this Shitas Rebbe Elazar. So it seems to be that this din that Rebbe Yochanan quoted from Rebbe, that Ha'echol Echol Shlishi Betruma, Nifsal Gufim Ha'echol Betruma, is just like Shitas Rebbe Elazar, not like Rebbe Yeshua and the Chachamim. And the Gemara answers that no, Devar Kailhi. This din of Rebbe is really according to everybody, even according to Rebbe Yeshua and the Chachamim. And why is this din unique? Kideshe Badal Men HaTruma. That's because we want this person who ate the Ha'echol Shlishi of Truma to stay away from Truma, and therefore we say he's not allowed to eat Truma. In other words, the difference between this din of Rebbe and the din of that mission over there with Machlokes Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Yeshua is that this din of Rebbe is only in regards to eating Truma. If he ate Truma, there was a Shlishi, he becomes Pasul in as much that he's not allowed to eat Truma. But regarding touching Truma, he has no problem. Whereas that din of Rebbe Elazar is that he's even not allowed to touch Truma, and that Rebbe's not agreeing to. So now that we have this concept, we bring it further. Udikava saw Ha'echol Echol Sheni Meiser, Nifsal Gufim Leichol Meiser. Do we say the same thing by Meiser? If a person ate food that was a Sheni Latoma, do we say that now he's not allowed to eat Meiser, which at maximum can only become a Sheni Meiser? Or is this din only by Truma, but not by Meiser? And the answer is in Shmini Adal. Let's learn from the following. We have a Mishnah that tells us V'cham Oysim B'Meiser, the Cham Aser by Meiser. Chavez Amar Alf on the top. We take the first three words out of the Girsa and we read as follows. V'amar Rav Shmuel B'Shem Rav Ze'era, Mal V'cham Oysim B'Meiser. What does that mean? The Cham Aser by Meiser, Nifsal Gufa Milechol Meiser. That the person's body becomes possible to eat Meiser. So we see a very clear answer to the question. When a person eats food that's a Sheni Latoma, he becomes possible. He is now allowed to eat Meiser, which can become a Sheni Latoma. And we take this one step further. Udekava saw similarly, Ha'echol Echol Revi B'Kaidesh, Nifsal Gufa Milechol B'Kaidesh. If a person eats food that's a Revi Latoma, that's only by Kaidesh, do we say that his body becomes possible, that now he's not allowed to eat Kaidesh? And the answer is in Shemino and also for the following. Don't Rabbi Yom Yishim Rav Babar Mamol, Asu Aisai Ka'echol Echol Revi B'Kaidesh. Then we treat him as if he was Echol Echol Revi by Kaidesh. This is specifically referring to an Einain, a person whose immediate relative died that day and hadn't been buried yet. The Gemara tells us Beferush that he's not allowed to eat Kodshim, but he is allowed to touch. And the way that it says it is that we treat him as if he ate a Echol Revi B'Kaidesh. So Hada Amr, that clearly tells us, Ha'echol Echol Revi B'Kaidesh, Nifsal Gufim Echol B'Kaidesh, that if a person ate Kodshim that it was a Revi Latoma, he becomes possible that he's not allowed to eat Kaidesh. Again, he's allowed to touch, but he's not allowed to eat. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue with this discussion. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.